It's true. Khloe Kardashian names her baby girl True. Kardashians Weekly starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Cardi. She performed today at Coachella.
You know what? I wasn't able to make it. I wasn't able to make it, but I know you were there, Rachel.
I was there last week. Sorry, last week was great.
I was there through my laptop.
Welcome, you guys, to another episode of Kardashians Weekly. Unfortunately, we are missing Howard and Dakota tonight, but we are rejoined by the lovely and beautiful Rachel. And
I'm back.
She's back. And guest hosting tonight, the Shady. Leon.
The Shady?
The
what?
Thought,
okay, first of all, I thought the intro, the beautiful intro, was going to be for me. So let's move on.
The beautiful.
I'll take Shady. That's fine.
I love it.
I was trying to think of a good word. I love your tea spilling
ways. I am the giant
ways.
Peach cobbler slice you shouldn't have had after Thanksgiving dinner, but you did anyway.
Yum. Leon. That's making me hungry.
How are you guys tonight? It's so good to see you.
Good.
We have a lot to go over, so we are going to get right into it.
Yes.
Awesome. Elephant in the room, Khloe, or no, I guess not. Khloe names her baby girl True. She took to Instagram and posted this picture that we're going to put up right now. And she said, she captioned the photo, "Our little girl, True Thompson, has completely stolen our hearts and we are overwhelmed with love. Such a blessing to welcome this angel into the family. Mommy and Daddy love you, True."
It's true.
It's true. Is it true?
It's true.
Take a sip every time we say the word true.
Ugh. I'm going to be out of this very quickly.
Okay, so and also, by the way, I did a poll earlier, and yes, in a couple minutes on Twitter. You guys can check it out under Shanti Christina, and it is, do you like the name True? Do you guys like the name True?
No.
I originally did not like the name True at first. I was like, nah. I mean, nah. But then I understand it more in that there's a background story on it and how True is actually named after Khloe's grandfather, or it was Chris's grandfather who was named True. So there's some family
history.
There's a meaning behind it besides, you know, just the name Chicago, which we all know is that's my least favorite of the whole Kardashian genre, but that's just me.
I haven't been into the names lately. I didn't like Stormy.
Stormy's growing on me too. I like Stormy now.
Okay, what have you been sipping on?
I know.
Kardashian juice. Stormy is more, Storm would have been cool. I don't know. The names are just getting on my nerves. Maybe because there's just so many kids at this point. They're all popping.
Yeah, they're all popping out.
Really, they are. So I'm just not sure if I'm on board. The last one I was on board with was Saint. I thought Saint was cool.
Yeah.
It's a strong name. It's nice. Other than that, the other ones have been a little weird for me.
What about you? What do you think about the last name, Thompson? It's no Kardashian affiliation. It's True Thompson. It's Tristan's baby.
I'm sure that was a good decision post or pre.
Yeah, I think those decisions were made before the
right. But all of Courtney's kids and Kim's kids all have the last name of their baby daddy, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
actually.
So does Stormy. Stormy Webster. So
yeah,
even,
is it Penelope
yeah.
Disick?
Mm-hmm. So they've all taken their husband's last name. I think it's funny that it's True, and Tristan has not been so true to Khloe.
I know, I've seen so many memes out there floating, being like, "Oh,
there was
True
like an
Thompson.
Entire article. There was like 21 savage tweets about True Thompson."
Yeah, I like all of Courtney's kids' names.
Mason,
I like Mason,
Penelope
Rain's a little bit random, but I like them. And then. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really been into the True and the Stormy thing. But
I like Penelope. I like Mason.
I like Penelope. I like P as the nickname. P.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, but do y'all think that's a good idea that True Thompson's, that's the last name? I mean, especially with all the controversy. And because they're not married yet. So, you know, I just...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, True.
I don't know
I
how I really
Khloe
feel.
Khloe should have had the Kardashian in there.
Yeah, True Kardashian?
No, I think it was, obviously with a different name. I'm just not sure if they're really great at picking names. They're really good at a lot of things. But.
I think it's pretty normal for... I don't think it's that weird that they took Tristan's last name.
No.
Yeah, I mean...
No, it's not. People do it all the time.
Yeah, I think it's totally normal. But
I think it's just weird that
she's saying because of the whole cheating scandal.
Yeah.
She's
like,
no, I'm not giving my kid your last name after you cheated on me.
That's exactly why.
The combination of True and Thompson together is a little strange.
TT.
Well... speaking of their family, Chris has been keeping close to Chloe since the birth of her baby. The momager has been a buffer between Chloe, Tristan, and his family. A source told E! News, it was very stressful once the baby was born, since Chloe was very overwhelmed with new motherhood and the state of her relationship. Chris really helped with the entire process and helped with and helped her remain calm and ease her mind. Everyone has been very supportive and attentive. However, behind the scenes, Khloe's family is livid. The Kardashians have been very cold towards Tristan since the scandal broke. They aren't pleased with him at all and are heartbroken for Khloe and deep down furious. They feel Tristan was deceitful and are ashamed that he was lying to all of them. Loyalty is huge in their family, and once the trust is lost, it's hard for everyone to get back on board again.
It makes sense. We've all seen the show.
My heart goes out to her. I mean, she was on such a high. She found a great guy, got pregnant. We all know how it was difficult for her to get pregnant with Lamar, and the fact that she was able to get pregnant. Yay. Days before birth, we find this out about the affair, which is...
I love Khloé, too.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean...
She's the favorite.
Yeah. I love Khloé, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because she's the most relatable one out of them.
Exactly. She keeps it real, too.
She does keep it real. And we kind of touched on this last week, but basically, I think that he's just been cheating this whole time. You know, it's not like a one-off or two-off or three-off or four-off or five-off.
How you get him is how you lose him.
That's what we said, yeah.
I'm just waiting for other stuff to surface, because you know what's coming out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just the first video alone that came up. I mean, it's a security footage from a club/lounge. Mm-hmm. First of all, to get that kind of footage, someone had to lose their job. Someone had to steal that footage. Someone had to buy that footage. That footage in general is what we call blood money in the streets. Like, that was made to ruin people's lives, and it did.
Did you guys, this is Brianna in the booth, by the way, sorry, but I just wanted to see if you guys saw the thing about Chris reportedly making Tristan sign a contract.
Yes, I heard about that. Was that real, though?
I don't know.
Is that true?
I heard
that.
It says
that Chris Jenner reportedly forced Tristan Thompson to sign a multi-million-dollar agreement that prevents him from cheating on Khloe Kardashian unless he wants to pay $10 million for every time he cheats.
This is she just made him sign it, or this is before?
No, just.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's so that he doesn't cheat on her again.
Wow.
I did hear that. I just didn't know what...
It's probably true. Chris is, yeah.
She's a genius.
Yeah, she is. I was going
to
say...
Kudos to Chris.
I was going to say genius slash... I mean, you can't...
She's the matriarch.
Yeah, you can't get that high up without being a little bit crazy. I mean, she's created this empire.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm not letting some basketball player come in and ruin everything that we've worked for and everything we sacrificed, and you're not breaking my child's heart again.
I think there was a cheating thing in Khloé and Lamar's prenup as well.
There was a Do you guys recall that?
I'm not sure.
There was a lot of things. It was not like, just cheating. It was drug allegations.
But in the prenup
before they got married, like, if there's cheating, then you...
I
can't say exactly, but I'm pretty sure there was something along those lines.
I'm sure someone will let us know.
But yeah, I do you guys think that they're going to stay together? We talked about this last week, but you guys weren't here, and I'd like to know your opinion.
I honestly think she put too many eggs in one basket, so therefore I feel like sticking with him would be very, very difficult. That being said, F everybody else. And that is the father of your child, and maybe she will stick with him. I don't know. It's really, really tough to say. It's very embarrassing. It's a public scandal, and it's Khloé, who's been through a lot relationship-wise, so a lot of us are rooting for her. So it really sucks for Khloé. So I'm team Khloé, and I just think it's a really unfortunate situation.
We're all rooting for you. Tyra Banks.
Yes.
But I can see... her trying to make it work. I mean, obviously she did just give birth. Like, let's respect her privacy and being a new mom right now. She tried so hard with her relationship with Lamar that I feel like she would do the same thing for Tristan. Mm-hmm. That I feel like she's really going to try to stay together. And do I personally want them to stay together? I mean, in my opinion, once a cheater, always a cheater. Like,
yeah, especially because it just wasn't just one time. Yeah. Like, oh, babe, sorry. It was like... how many times have you
done
this?
Yes.
Very habitual. Well, in addition to all of the heat that Tristan has got for cheating on Chloe, his professional life seems to be affected as well. The 27-year-old athlete remained on the bench for the entirety of the Cleveland Cavs' first-round playoff home game on Wednesday. 3 days before that, Tristan only played a total of 2 minutes. Quite a downgrade for the athlete. This comes after he was booed during a game the day after the cheating allegation surfaced.
Wow.
So there's that Kardashian curse that we kind of always talk about.
Seriously, we've all heard about it in the sports world, especially me, because you know me, I'm like really into sports.
He's really athletic.
Yeah. We know a lot about sports here.
Yeah. No, but we've had, I mean, I've even heard of the Kardashian curse. It's been known if you date a Kardashian, your scoreboard goes down. Sorry, I cannot speak today.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if he can. We'll see if he continues to play or what happens.
He's not a fan.
But I also heard he was mildly booed. He wasn't like a full on boo.
Okay. Well, a boo is a boo.
A boo. If I hear a boo, doesn't matter how loud or soft you're booing me, I'm hearing that boo.
The boo's gonna outlive all the claps.
That's true. That's true.
Did you hear all those claps? No, I heard that one boo in the back.
Who booed me?
Who booed me?
If you say boo over and over again, it's kind of a weird word.
Who go check me, boo?
Who go check me, boo? Okay, so this past Wednesday, Courtney celebrated her birthday, and she turned 39.
Happy birthday, Court.
Happy birthday, Court. So she and her three kids enjoyed a lunch at Taverna Tony's in Malibu. I don't know if you guys have been there. It's yummy. They enjoyed tons of food. And back home, Court was welcomed with a huge rose gold balloon displayed that read, "Happy birthday, Mom." And then later at night, Courtney posted a Snapchat of her younger boyfriend, Eunice, cooking a birthday dinner for her in her kitchen.
I'm sure Scott loved that.
Hey, he's with Sophia still, so.
I know, but it's Scott. Like, he's always going to be weird that Courtney's with someone else.
Yeah, do you think Scott got her a gift? Like, do you think they probably wish her happy birthday, but that's.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know how she is with him.
Yeah.
She's just.
But I still feel like Scott loves her.
He does.
I still have faith in that.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah, they were.
He's always going to love her, but she's just been through so much with him.
She just can't keep it together. Like, she has to move on.
Yeah, she does, and she has, and I'm really happy, and I'm glad she's getting some young D.
I say this every time. Can't believe Eunice is still in the picture.
I know.
Still sticking around.
This rebound is long-term.
Why wouldn't he stick around?
Because he's like a 24-year-old.
Yeah,
like
age gap?
Why would he want to be...
He's a 24-year-old banging a Kardashian. He's going to stick
around.
He's
also rich as hell.
Is he?
Yes. Isn't he, like, his family? Like, aren't they, like, very...
I have no idea.
Yes, they have.
I don't know. I know he's a model, but I didn't know anything about his family.
Yeah, I'm pretty... Yeah. Yeah. He's... To be dating a Kardashian, he's making some money.
Yeah.
He definitely has
some
money in his pocket.
He's having some good advice.
Where did they even meet?
Where did they? It was
I don't know.
I think in France, wasn't it?
Like, where do you meet a 24-year-old and you're like, okay, I'm 39 and I have 3 kids and we should start dating.
Yeah, I saw the most adorable picture of Courtney on Eunice's shoulders during the Beyonce concert at Coachella last weekend. And it was so cute. And the caption was like, when you're 5'4 and can't see. And
that's so cute.
She's like, so cute.
And 100 pounds.
Yeah, she's so light.
I love those celebrity Coachella photos.
Met during the Paris robbery scandal, apparently.
Oh, it
was in France.
Yeah, I think that they met at the club that Courtney was at when she got the call.
Wow.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Because wasn't Kim like, I called you like over and over again. Now we know the story.
And she's like dancing with Eunice.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
she wasn't dancing,
one second,
clearly.
Kim.
Oh my gosh. I've never thought.
She clearly wasn't dancing because she would have seen
her
phone.
She was preoccupado. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, well, moving on to some legal news and our favorite person in the world, Blac Chyna.
Blac Chyna.
So in the latest from her court case claiming the Kardashians sabotaged her E! Show, Robin Chyna, season 2, legal docs stated they actually started filming the second season. Chyna said the cameras captured a cosmetic procedure she got done, and even the showrunner was at the hospital for it. She said she only agreed to the invasive filming of her private moments because she thought it would be aired on TV. The documents also claimed Rob was down for season 2 and that he personally asked Ryan Seacrest to persuade his family. Chyna maintains it was the Kardashian family who demanded the show to be axed.
Chyna, girl, stop trying. Stop.
So what does she want? She wants her...
She wants fame. She wants money. She wants the money. She wants that Kardashian chunk. Mm-hmm. But Kris is too strong, girl. She ain't gonna budge. So you might as well move on, because she's too strong.
Yeah.
You know, she saw you at, she saw your ass coming from a mile away.
But do you think that she has a case? I mean, no. She's saying that they actually started filming the second season.
What does that have to do with anything, though?
Because why would it be canceled?
There's a million shows that are filmed every day that don't actually make it to the board as we speak.
What is it, Black China and Robert Kardashian?
I want to watch it.
I do, too.
Do air you? The first season was awful.
I know, but it was like that it was like that train wreck that you can't look away.
Yeah, you can't stop watching.
I stopped.
I know. It wasn't that good, but...
It wasn't that good. Like, and you know what I didn't like also? The weird, like, segments and, like, the graffiti.
Yeah, like, it was like a Kardashian... It was just really ghetto to me.
It was. It was like a weird... They were trying too hard.
It had an urban flair.
Yeah.
I don't mind an urban flair, but it was like E doing an urban flair, which doesn't really work.
It doesn't. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It doesn't. But I don't know. I think that maybe she has a little bit of a case, because I thought before we didn't know that the second season was actually filming. So she was just like, you guys canceled this for
nothing. She might have had a case before she tried to hit someone with the stroller at Six Flags.
I still cannot get over that. You know, she had a contract with a stroller company that completely kiboshed her. But first of all, why would you want Black China to be affiliated with your stroller?
Who knows?
I mean, she doesn't get, you know...
That was hilarious,
many
by
gold
the way.
Stars for her mom. Mommyisms.
Oh, I can't.
Okay, we're going to move into Kanye West news, which I, to be
love
honest,
Kanye.
I just...
Love Kanye.
Okay, I was going to say, I just never really care about it.
Love
but
him. I love the tweet.
Team Shanti. No
okay,
Kanye
thank
me.
You. So Kanye. Just when we thought we wouldn't see Kanye on Twitter ever again, we were wrong. On Wednesday, he would not stop tweeting about self-improvement and universal oneness. One tweet he wrote. Sorry, that was funny. I don't believe in the concept of an enemy. We have been conditioned to always be in competition. Stop looking for something to be and just be. You don't have to do all the work. Once you start moving in love, the universe will assist you. Another one of his tweets said, sometimes you have to completely get rid of everything. And Kim Kardashian playfully responded, wait, everything? And then, like, she and Chrissy Teigen kind of went off on a little joking rant. But
I could get on any type of Twitter interaction with Chrissy Teigen, because she's awesome.
I love Chrissy Teigen.
I wish she was my Twitter best friend. Follow me.
She could be. Yeah. Just tweet her.
I tweet her all the time.
Oh, okay.
I tweeted her when she wanted some brown bananas, when she wanted some unripe avocados.
Yeah, I recently tweeted back at Chrissy because she wanted to know where the pizza rolls were located in the grocery store, and I told her it's by the corn dogs. Go to Ralph's.
I love that you know that.
I love
that.
I
love that you know that.
I love pizza rolls.
I love corn dogs.
I love food.
I love pizza rolls.
Wow,
too.
We've really gotten off topic here.
Yes. So we need to get back on
track.
Kanye. We need to get back on
track. Is he mentally stable? Because I've heard he's not.
No, but that's why I love him. Like, he's crazy like that.
He's not stable. He really needs to get his life together, and you do too. So if you want to have fun, live your life, and grow in all areas of your life, you need to listen to our podcast that we have for you tonight. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder. It drops every Friday on iTunes, so make sure to go on there, rate, subscribe, give it a thumbs up, and make sure to let them know that the Kardashian panel sent you there. Mm-hmm. Make sure to let us know. Download it every Friday night, Conversations with Maria Menounos, from health to wellness, from career advice to relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. It's a fantastic show. I actually listened to it on the way to San Diego. Her and Roxy were talking about True Thompson, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
They were talking about if they liked the name or not. And they both liked the name. So make sure to rate and subscribe, and let them know that we sent you Conversations with Maria Menounos.
Thanks, Leanne. And also rate us.
Yeah.
5 stars.
Write us.
Thumbs up if you're watching us on YouTube. Or rate us if you're listening to us on iTunes. Because we appreciate you. So, in some sad news, Dash, the Kardashian store, is closing.
Did anybody actually still go to Dash?
I don't know.
Have you ever been to Dash?
I have.
I've been to Dash
weird.
On Melrose. I got a candle.
It's weird because there's, like, on one hand, it's, like, these really, really high-end expensive clothing items, and then on the other hand, it's, like, Kardashian water bottles, like, with their faces on it. It's, like, it's just... it's interesting.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know.
But like you, I actually, to be completely honest, like, kind of forgot Dash was still a thing. Like, they have their individual brands that are just you know, Kylie has her lip kits, and Khloe has Good American. Everyone has their own line going, and, you know, Kim Kardashian with her makeup line out, too. They just are focused solely on what they're doing as for projects that Dash has been on the back burner all these years, and...
They're trying to ride that Kylie wave. Kylie really started the makeup thing, and they're all trying to jump on. And she's generously giving them all little sublines. Like, Kourtney's going to have a little lip line. Kim can have a little palette contour line. But Kylie is the makeup queen. But I think the brands have gotten so big that the Dash stores, it's a good idea to let them go.
There's I guess the New York City and location was closed down in December of 2016. And the Miami and LA locations have been open until now. So I think the only store that would really last would be a Kylie Cosmetics store.
Right? She does pop-ups, but I feel like get a permanent one. Take over Dash on Melrose and make it a Kylie
store. I guess she doesn't need to because when you sell everything online, like, you don't need to have a pay rent for retail space. Like,
and she sells it at, like, a time. So it runs out. They're like, we're going to sell this on Sunday.
Stock. Right.
And it runs out.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's smart,
it,
huh?
It always, she's so smart. They are so smart in general. Kris Jenner, man.
Kris Jenner, man. Hey, Kris.
But is it her? Did she come up with a line?
Kris is behind
everything. No, I was saying I was saying Kylie.
Oh,
Kylie. Was it Kris's idea?
I'm just kidding.
Or was Kylie like, hey, I love makeup. I mean...
I feel like it had to have been Kylie's idea.
It, no, it started with Kylie's face, obviously, when she changed it.
When she she declined that she was using the lip injections when her lips look so good.
Exactly. Her lips look so good that people are like, oh my God. Everyone became obsessed with her lips. Naturally going to come up with the lip line.
Are they, do you think that they still look good or they're too big?
I think Kylie looks incredible. She just looks like she's my age.
I think they're kind of big.
They're a little bit big. She looks amazing. She just doesn't look like a human.
How old is she?
She's 20.
She looks
even drink yet.
She looks like she's 30. She looks amazing, but she doesn't look 20. Like Scott said, you're 19 and you look 25.
Yeah, literally.
It's true. Sorry.
Okay, so then what is she going to look like when she is 30?
That's the thing about when you do stuff to your face like that. You don't know the gamble of how it's going to turn out when you actually do age.
Yeah,
you know your nose never stops growing. Your nose and your mouth and your ears don't stop growing until you're like 40 or something. That's weird. Guys,
what?
If you're in the live chat, look it up. Brie, look it up. I swear to God, this is so true.
What? I've never heard
Your nose never stops growing.
Like, outward, inward?
I've heard the nose and the ears, but not the mouth one.
Your mouth? My mouth just gets bigger and bigger.
It does. Ask my lovers.
Leon! I love you.
Scandalous!
Escándalo. Follow me in my escándalo at Hollywood Leon.
Okay, so we can't shop at Dash anymore. No one did, so we don't really care.
Moving on.
Speaking of Kylie's cosmetics, her and Kourtney are doing their latest collab. We have a picture that they posted.
Ooh, the picture
we need
adorable.
To talk about this picture because we Kourtney don't know if Kylie took these pictures pre-pregnancy or post. Pregnancy? Would you think this was recently, and she just her body has already bounced back into shape?
No, it's pretty.
What do y'all think?
This was a while.
Yeah,
because think
there's one more photo that
even if it wasn't there, she's done so many photo shoots they can pull photos from anywhere and put that background.
I was going to say that can they like just we don't have the other photo here, but it's one where it's Kylie's whole body and you can see her stomach.
Who looks better in that photo? Kourtney, right?
I need to look at it again.
They both look really good.
They
but
both
I wouldn't
look good.
Be surprised if it was post-baby. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if those were recently taken. We all know that her tummy's flat again.
Yeah.
But the one that me and you were talking about, the frontal view, I was like, there's no way in heck that this is her. Her body, post-body, yeah.
Well, it's amazing what surgery and Photoshop can do, so.
Was she at Coachella?
Yeah, she remember her pink hair? She had pink hair.
Oh,
and
yeah,
her
she
caption,
looks good already.
Yeah, her caption was, I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom, which I
love.
Loved.
The Mean Girls.
I love the Mean Girls. I'm all about Mean Girls. It's my favorite movie. But is that appropriate? Like, that's a really great question. Like, she just had a baby. Is it okay to be going to festivals like that as a new mom? What would y'all think?
Yes, it's
fine. She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
I mean, she's 20. Let her go to Coachella.
Yeah, I mean, so Wendy, this actually was the next story. Wendy Williams kind of shaded Kylie and asked the same question. And she,
I love Wendy. How you doing?
Yeah, she was like...
You don't like Wendy?
I mean, she's can be a little much.
Really? That's surprising
I'm
to
so
me.
Judging
Why?
Right
because
now.
I'm gay?
No,
how
I,
dare you?
No, what? I just feel like you would like Wendy Williams.
Like Wendy too. I love Wendy. I watch her every day at 11 a.m.
I'm not saying I don't love her. She's just is a little too much for me. She's not my number one I go to.
Who's your
so.
Number one?
Who's your
one?
Number one?
Who wants to know?
Me.
He doesn't have. You don't have.
I don't have one, but honestly, she's not my favorite. I'll just keep it real. She's not my favorite.
Who's number one? Like, who's your number one?
Do you love Andy Cohen?
Are you like an Ellen DeGeneres?
No, I mean, no, I'm not home during the day, girl. I got stuff to do. I'm busy.
I heard Ellen DeGeneres is actually mean.
I have heard that too.
Really?
Yeah, from a lot
I
of sources.
Heard that. Ellen, I love you.
No, I love you too, Ellen, okay? But. I heard she's mean.
No, I love Andy
Rachel, you've
because
heard
he's
it.
Shady, and he has created an amazing platform, and I love The Housewives, and career-wise, I like what Andy's got going on, but I got my own thing going on, too, so.
Love Andy.
I love Andy,
love
too.
Andy.
I love Andy. His ass is so shady.
He
I love
is shady.
It.
Shady.
I have that picture, by the way.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
Thank you, Brie.
Oh, yeah, let's pull that
She
up.
Looks so good.
Courtney looks better. Look at those abs. She works out.
Really?
Kylie
I think
doesn't
Kylie
work out.
Kylie looks great.
Well, Kylie looks great, but she's had fat transfer.
That's true.
I can't wait
I
to have
I think Courtney
transfer.
Has had the least
work Can we start
done.
A GoFundMe for me to have fat transfer?
No, you look perfect.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And so you've just transferred your fat from one place to another?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, I'd like it in my butt now, please.
Thank yeah. you.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. This
Suck
is
it out of here.
So
Put
off
it in
topic.
Here. Thanks.
Did you guys see the Teen Mom thing where Farrah
no.
was like getting injections in her butt and her daughter was in the room?
Stop
sorry,
it.
Totally off
yes.
topic. But.
Yes.
Okay, now I kind of have to watch. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. The next day she went and got a vagina like
yeah. stitch or like, yeah.
She is
tighter.
So
For
gross.
What? Because yeah. she had a kid?
Yeah, it like, makes everything... kind of tighter. They like cut parts of it off and like sew it back up.
It's not like she's had like 8 kids. She had
yeah,
a kid like 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's been
she's
a while.
Been around though.
She's a lot.
And she's disgusting.
Yeah, she's not my favorite.
Sorry.
She's an example of like too much plastic surgery. Like you look at her face and you're like, what are you? It makes me sad because
she's an enigma. But she's not riddled with cats.
I was about to say, but not like the pretty mess.
No.
Don't go there.
She's just an enigma.
We're just going to jump around to all pop culture topics.
I know. Can you tell we're really well-versed?
We do love our reality television.
Yes.
Did
That's
you?
That's why we have jobs.
Did you guys think that it was okay that Kylie was at? You said yes.
At Coachella?
I mean, she when I saw the clip that Wendy Williams posted...
I mean, why not? I mean, look at everything that's happened.
I know. It's not like Kylie's going to live a normal
Thank
life.
You.
It's
and
not like she's
like,
going to do the normal mom route and be home 24/7.
I mean, I wanted to go to Coachella, but I didn't. You know, whatever. I didn't want to spend
$800. Yeah. Well, she also was Minimum. Out and about with baby daddy Travis Scott at the basketball game. They were courtside at the basketball game. Mm-hmm. Did y'all see that? And how... The camera went on them, and it was so awkward because they kind of just like looked at each other and just like
it was the kiss cam.
Yeah, I don't think it was an actual kiss cam.
Oh,
like,
it wasn't.
No, that I don't think it was.
Oh, I thought it was.
It was like a makeshift.
But yeah, it was kind of like cameras on them for a hot minute.
I would have kissed
what was
either.
Their reaction? They're not very affectionate.
It was
in the
weird.
Public eye.
It was like
you can tell
just...
he like the way he shook his like you know he's just like. He got up. I was like,
Yeah, there wasn't, like, chemistry him. Between yeah. them that
She's
you
like,
could see.
Great, he's mad.
Do y'all think they're going to last?
No.
No.
I don't.
Didn't even have to think about it.
I mean, are you still with the person that you were with at age 20?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Me neither.
No.
Leanne?
But they have a baby together, so I don't know. I mean.
It don't matter.
They're together now, and hopefully Travis isn't cheating like Tristan. But.
Ooh, do we have some people in the live chat?
The thing about it, it's just so easy. And
to cheat?
Yes.
For rappers especially.
I mean, look at the type of lifestyle they live. They're always away from each other. They're in other places. They're, in different time zones, and there's smartphones, there's stuff that you can do this mm-hmm. and that, and someone is at your door within mm-hmm. minutes.
It's easy. It's
that's so just much. What and I've people, heard,
and
though.
And girls, I mean, they just throw themselves at these kind of, either whether it be an athlete or artist, musician, like...
They're like, please, I want to be wifed up and taken care of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Let's go over the poll. I know we yes. said what we liked.
About true?
Yes.
It's true.
So 56%, it was, do you like the name True? 56% of you guys said, yeah, I do. Well, I said, it's so unique. I just added that. It's
so unique.
Good so that's the winner, I guess, but yeah. not by much, 56%.
I mean, I think it's a good name, but I mean, just we have to take into account everything that's happening now, mm-hmm. and with everything going on now, it's just really easy for them to poke fun and make all this crazy stuff. But by the time the baby gets old enough to understand what's going on, nothing like this will even exist.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, press moves so fast. There's a new story every 24 hours.
Yes, but do you
think...
But it's
always Googleable.
Yeah, they can...
Google history.
They can always find it.
I know, but they're going to find other things, like Chloe's candy shop video. You know what I mean? I
loved that.
Or, I mean, they're going to find plenty of things when they type in Khloe Kardashian.
Scott's kids will find him stuffing money down that waiter's throat in Vegas God. That one episode.
I will never forget iconic. That. He is such a POS for that. And yeah. that waiter should have been taken care of.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was.
Paid off for
I'm
her.
Sure. Well, I hope so.
Absolutely.
And if you didn't, come forward and we'll have you here on AfterBuzz TV. We'll talk all about it.
I mean, I would take some money down my mouth for, like, probably how much of a tip he got.
I know, but do you really want to go around saying, I was the guy that Scott stuffed money into?
No.
Exactly.
I don't think he's recognizable on the street, so, yeah.
Actually, I can picture his face right now.
He's kind of blurred the face, too.
I also have a photographic memory, though, but I could picture the guy's face. I know exactly
what he looks like. Oh, really? They didn't blur it?
Totally, no. They did not blur it. They did not blur it. That means he signed.
Which means he had to sign it.
He signed his life away.
Hello, I'll do this.
Yeah.
He didn't know what he was getting into that night.
You know who didn't sign the NDA? The guy that punched Snooki in the face. Really?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Have you been watching?
Wait, is this the most recent one?
No, like Jersey Shore, the first.
Oh, okay.
When the OG Jersey
yeah,
Shore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I keep got punched in the face. Yeah.
No, I saw all of that.
Well, like, we watch the same stuff. Like, I'm picking up on every cue you're talking. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
I know my reality.
Housewives, Jersey Shore.
There it is.
Brianna got it.
There we go.
I was going to say, like, I mean, I was
going to... Look, that one, I think, Chloe, that's...
I didn't want to describe the man, but I was going to be like, he's older, blonde hair.
I thought, yeah, blonde. Yeah, you're right. They didn't have
and, like, yeah, older, blonde.
When I and think Chloe, I think is her like that.
Completely disgusted. Chloe's 40 pounds overweight. Like
she looks great there. Like, I didn't
know,
she think,
look
like,
bad. No, she's never looked bad. But when she got super skinny, we were all like, oh my God, how much did you lose? Because yeah. we didn't know you had all that much. Because even, like, I saw Chloe in real life before she lost all the weight.
Uh-huh. IRL.
And she was tiny.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she never looked big to me ever.
She's just tall, I feel like.
Yeah.
Now she looks like she's a stick height. Figure, but her butt is still big. All their butts are big.
That's not going anywhere.
But the one that I've met, like, up in close personal is Kim. I served her.
You have?
Yeah, I served her.
You did?
Yes, at the club. Not, like, food. I served her drinks and stuff. But she only drank a Diet Coke.
Which club?
Yeah, does she drink? I don't think she drinks.
She doesn't drink. She drank a Diet Coke. I served her people drinks. I served her a Diet Coke. And every time I served her a Diet Coke, she, like, looked me in the eye and was like, thank you. Almost like she was kind of, like, really trying to be nice. You know, like, celebrities are like, I want to, like, say thank you, like, yeah. a bunch of times and yeah. make sure to be like, thank you.
Yeah.
So they're not like, he was so mean.
I mean, that's what I'm going to do when I get famous.
That's what I do already, honey.
Which club?
Yeah, where were you?
It's when I used to work at Dre's Hollywood.
Ooh. Yeah. Was this, like, so long ago?
Girl.
So long
this
ago.
This is, like, Kim on the cover of, like, W Confidential. Like, do you remember yeah. when she was like, yeah. they put, like, naked, like, buildings on my body? And I'm like, girl, you've done Playboy.
Yeah, that was such a great episode.
And then she came out later and she's like, girls. It ended up being my favorite shoot.
I know. I'm like, girl,
we're
stop.
Like, okay.
Just like when she was crying at the Playboy shoot, trying to act like she wasn't going to show her boobs. And she was like, I just did the pearls. And then when you actually bought the magazine and you looked in it, Her boobs are in it. Yep, you see the
nipples.
Boobs.
You see the nipples.
Yeah. You see your nips.
And her selfie book, too. I see it all.
Oh, do you have that?
Oh, yes, I have that.
You know, I should get that. I found it on Amazon.
You don't have the selfie book?
I found it on Amazon for a penny.
What?
But it's
that
like,
would be a nice like coffee
but
table book.
Exactly, but it's like a $5 shipping charge. So essentially costs you like $7, but hey, it's better than paying full price for the book.
That's not
get
anything.
That Prime.
It's petty cash. Petty cash.
Well, that wraps up my gossip. Anything else that you guys have? I don't want to leave gossip. Yet. I'm having so much fun with you.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. Come back. Come hang with us.
Stay.
Stay.
You guys can see Leanne on Housewives of
Atlanta.
The Real Housewives of Atlanta. We're having our season finale tonight at 9 p.m.
Oh, speaking of
which, we are
going
to be ratchet.
I saw a picture. Is Nick Cannon dating Cynthia Bailey?
No, that was for his album cover. Okay, and they're smooching and tonguing, and they look amazing.
I know, I saw the pics on
and
Chain Room.
He really does love seasoned women.
Mm.
Cynthia's 51.
Seasoned well,
sorry, I've
women.
Just never heard that term before.
Seasoned?
He likes older women.
Seasoned. Well, so does Eunice.
So does Eunice.
Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey, hello, Cynthia Bailey. Cynthia Bailey is 51.
Wait, is Cynthia Bailey still with that one guy?
No, honey.
No,
was he just like doing it for the cameras?
Probably.
Okay. He was cute.
Will, the opportunist?
Guy? No, the bald
Will.
Guy.
Oh.
He was also on.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
Oh.
Please return at once.
Our system.
Oh my
did.
God,
we
that
did
is amazing, and
subject.
I've never had that come up. It's incredible.
Okay. Well. That wraps it up. More Atlanta talk you guys can catch Leon. Thank you guys so much, Rachel. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in. We will be back next week. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard.
And Leon?
Guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon, and obviously you know where to find me after this. The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for watching. You guys can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina. Have a great night. We'll see you next time.
Woo! See y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.